This is where Richard's been busy over the past couple of days talking to us. Actually enjoyed when he came on Thursday. People had some, I thought, good movie pitches, and Richard was pretty good at giving some advice to people, except, and I thought for the entire segment, this is really great. Richard really knows what he's talking about, giving advice to these people about their movie pitches. Then I gave my movie pitch, and then he hated it.
I don't think he hated it. I think he just said, you know, you heard something that was similar to it already existed.
Well, they stole it from me. I didn't steal it from them. Plus, it's entirely different. Mine is for grown-ups. That is for kids. But anyway, Richard does have the credibility and I do not. Let's get into, again, if you don't know how this works, Richard's going to give us a little summary of a movie that's opening up this weekend, and then we'll guess out of five what he thinks of the movie. Richard, what's the first movie?
In Scream 6, now playing in theaters, four survivors of the ghost-faced murders leave Woodsboro behind for a fresh start in New York City. However, they soon find themselves in the fight for their lives when a new killer embarks on a bloody rampage.
I had this secret. There's a darkness inside of me. It followed me here, and it's gonna keep coming for us. We share a certain history.
I'm something different.
I don't know, you know, horror is not my genre, mostly because I think most of these things have been done before. Whenever there's a really unique one, I'm there for it. But Scream 6, I'm going to say Richard hates it. 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with about 3. Just a little lower than you there, Jim. I mean, I like the horror stories, but 6? Oh.
Number 6 for Scream. Rachel, we're going to include you. What do you think he gives it?
4.
4. And Mark, what do you think?
I'll go 3.5. I mean, like, it's been long enough since the last Scream movie, I think. So, I mean, maybe
how long has it been?
You know what? I don't know, actually. Did I just make that up, Jim? I might have just made that up. I just feel like I thought we were on Scream 4 now. I thought Scream 3, the last one, was like 15 years ago. You're right. There's been two clearly in the last couple last decade.
I think it has been a long time, but I thought you were coming with like your bona fides instead of pulling it out of your wazoo.
Apologies, Jim.
Yeah, you better apologize. Richard, how many movies? Oh, sorry. What are you giving it?
Scream 6 feels fresher than you might expect from an almost 30-year-old movie franchise.
Really?
A rotating cast of new and old faces helps with that, providing new stories wrapped in nostalgia, but it also has something to do with the franchise's desire to entertain at almost any cost. It doesn't exactly slash a new path for the franchise, but the expected mix of humor, gore, and self-reverence, and its willingness to be silly and, well, kind of tense at the same time, earns Scream 6, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
I actually, Mark, I said 3.5 first, but you also said 3.5, so we each get half of a point. What's the next movie, Richard?
In Champions, a new sports dramedy now playing in theaters, Woody Harrelson plays a former minor league basketball coach who receives a court order to manage a team of players with intellectual disabilities. Despite his doubts, he soon realizes that together they can go further than they ever imagined.
Mr. Markovich, I will offer you community service. Coaching adults with intellectual disabilities.
Your Honor, we're talking whoa. No boo-boo words.
Okay, fellas, we're going to do a simple ball handling exercise.
My girlfriend loves this.
It's impossible to coach these guys.
You don't have to turn them into the Lakers. They just need to feel like a team.
We're going to need some help.
I don't know if you're brave or crazy.
Give me a hug, coach!
But I know this is your shot at being champions.
That sounds pretty cool. It sounds like it could be inspirational with a lot of heart. Woody Harrelson, always great. I'm going to say 3.5. What do you got, Tony?
I like the sounds of this. As you said, inspirational. Good guy turns or bad guy turns good, and it's Woody Harrelson, so it's definitely going to be funny. I'm going to go with a 4 on that.
Ooh, Rachel?
I think I'm going to go higher, 6.
It's only at a 5.
Oh, out of 5? Sorry. Yeah. 5 then.
5. And what about you, Mark?
I'll go with 4 as well.
Okay.
Champions is a very specific story about a basketball coach's redemption via a team that teaches him the true meaning of what it takes to be a team. And in its specificity, it becomes an open-hearted, universal tale of the power of respect and acceptance. And fart jokes and barf gags because, well, after all, it was directed by one of the Farrelly brothers. And that's why I gave Champions, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, that's interesting because the Farrelly brothers, their brands of movies are, I think you can't make most of them anymore. But, well, good for them. Nice to see you. I don't know the last time they made one. What's the next movie, Richard?
In I Like Movies, a socially inept film nerd who dreams of going to film school in New York gets a job at his local small-town Blockbuster and forms a complicated relationship with his older female manager.
Movies are my entire life. I need to watch movies like I need to breathe air. You guys finding everything okay today?
Do you work here?
No. I just wanted to give you a hard copy of my resume. I'm very good at beginning with the end in mind, which for me is going to NYU Tisch School for the Arts.
I just don't understand why you won't apply to Canadian universities.
Because I don't want to be like a Canadian filmmaker.
Adam McGuane or David
Cronenberg. Cronenberg. Oh my God.
I shouldn't have laughed at that. We've had some great Canadian filmmakers come out of this country, including that guy. And who is the guy who did Avatar and did Titanic? Cameron. There's a whole bunch of them. It sounds quirky and fun. And for a Canadian thing, I'm going to say 3.5. Tony?
Yeah, I'm with you there, Jim. 3.5, coming of age, quirky, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Rachel?
Sounds cute.
2.5.
2.5. And what about you, Mark?
I'm going to go 4 stars.
4 stars. All right. What does Richard think about I Like Movies?
Part workplace comedy, think High Fidelity, only set in a video store, and part character study, I Like Movies is a sweet-natured, funny film that digs deep to make us feel empathy for the main character, Lawrence, a socially awkward character who hides his real feelings behind a facade of bluster and pretension. Strong performances and a genuinely heartfelt script make this take on adolescent angst a winning debut for director Chandler Levack, and that's why I gave I Like Movies, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
Whoa! Who had 4?
I believe I had 4, Jim.
Wow, you win this week. 4 to 5.
No, we tied. You had 3.5 on the first two. I had the first and the third one.
All right. Okay. Tie goes to... I'll take it.
You have the house advantage, right?
Yes, exactly.